The federal government says their childcare package will be fairer for everyone, but Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations are concerned, saying a report released this week shows it will disadvantage Indigenous children and their families. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
A report by Deloitte Access Economics and the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare, or SNAIC, raises concerns about the government's childcare reforms. One of them is abolishing the budget-based funding program which subsidizes childcare for Aboriginal children. SNAIC Deputy CEO Emma Sydenham says low-income Aboriginal families in rural and remote areas will be affected.
We've launched research this week that we've been working with Deloitte Access Economics on that shows that nearly 50% of families in those lowest income brackets, so those that are earning the least, would lose the most. So those families that earn the least will be eligible for significantly less subsidised early learning. Over 50% of those families accessing the budget-based funding program would also face significantly higher costs. And that's costs of around $130 a week for additional 3 hours of care. And these are families that are struggling from the day-to-day anyway. The other big thing that the research found was that two-thirds of these services would also have less funding, despite the fact that they're already seriously struggling for survival themselves. And it was the remote and regional areas which are going to be most hit.
Ms. Sydenham says the abolition of the program will harm efforts to close the gap.
So under the current system, there's this program called the Budget-Based Funding Program. And that provides subsidy for services to provide flexible, community-based, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander community-controlled services to their communities. So it might be through a mobile service, and so it goes out, reaches out to remote communities. It might be playgroups that engage families and children together, or it might be long daycare centres, which are hubs, community hubs, really, that have early childhood education and care programs, but also a whole range of other integrated programs like health.
With the budget-based funding program being axed, families will need to pay in full.
At the moment, this program gives that service flexibility to be able to not charge parents at all, or to charge them a small fee that they think they will be able to manage, or to charge working families a higher fee. It gives services that flexibility. That program is being abolished, and all those services will need to operate under a mainstream system where families need to pay a full amount, some of which can be subsidised from the government, any time they want their child to access that service.
To offset the program, the government has proposed a childcare safety net for vulnerable children. But Ms. Sydenham says the program won't be able to replace budget-based funding for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. She says it needs to be culturally appropriate to reach more services.
So look, there is a childcare safety net at the moment, which is a program built into the package designed to support vulnerable children. But the way in which this is set up in the moment, we cannot see how it can possibly work. What services need and what SNAIC is proposing is a model that responds to their purpose and provides the flexibility for services to provide the support that they know the kids and families in their communities need. In particular, we're asking for an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander specific program to enable 3-year top-up funding to services so they can provide those flexible community-run programs for their communities.
SNAIC and its members are already in conversations with the federal government to work on this proposal for the benefit of Aboriginal families.
SNAIC and about 25 of our member services have been in Canberra this week for 3 days. We launched the Deloitte Access Economics research and our proposals at a breakfast in Parliament and had about over 50 meetings with members of Parliament. So we are very keen to engage on this issue. We think there can be solutions and there are solutions available. It's about the government sitting down with us to really work on what are those gaps in the current package and how can we make sure we redress them now.
Although the proposal is giving an additional $3 billion on childcare, Ms. Sydenham says it needs to think where this money is allocated.
This is not about money. It's more about targeting the money that's there to be able to support the kids that need it most. There's $3 billion that has been additional money that the government's investing in this package, which is fantastic. But at the moment, that money, that extra money, is geared towards higher income, middle earning families, not towards the kids that need it most. As I said, for those kids, well, there's a safety net program, the bulk of which is $100 million a year. Compare that to your $3 billion of additional funding in this program. So we feel it's not about new money, it's just about targeting that money to the kids that need it most.